In one way, this garden walk was different from past events, adding a large swath of North Buffalo to the map. That's a section of the city with much larger yards than the Cottage District and the Lower West Side, where the walk first began years ago. Visitors to the walk easily found North Buffalo and the streets and yards with those yellow signs. Garden Walk Chair Yolanda Fields was in St. Mark's School on Woodward, answering questions and helping with those maps.
Just here at St. Mark's, we've gotten people out from out of town, Texas. Folks came in just for this from Texas. We've gotten people from North Carolina. We've gotten people, obviously, from Canada. We have a ton of great Canadian visitors that come every year. Pennsylvania, so all across the country.
Field says the North Buffalo lots are larger, but some of those gardeners say they've spent years and years bringing those yards to the point they want to have that sign out front and show gardeners what they can do in their yard. Robert Simpson knows exactly that question, as he and his wife took a young daughter around in a cart just looking for suggestions for their large yard in East Amherst.
We have, of course, a yard that is, you know, half an acre yard or half an acre big. So right now we're just looking for ideas, anything that can really inspire us as far as what we can do with our gardens. And so just looking at the variety of, you know, shade gardens or whether it's full sun gardens and just getting different ideas.
Simpson says it's fascinating to see the different ways people develop similar size city yards. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.